You're listening to RTE Lyric Live.
Alma Mahler, a composer, pianist, and a central figure in Viennese society during the late 19th and early 20th centuries. She was known for her relationships with prominent artists, such as composer Gustav Mahler, naturally, but also Bauhaus architect Walter Gropius, as well as writer Franz Werfel. Alma's life was filled with artistic influences, but even more so, art emerged from her, and even though her music making and composition was often overshadowed by the men in her life, it remains a vital and crucial aspect of her legacy. I'm Vlad Smishkevich, and in this musical journey through history, I invite you to explore with me Alma Mahler's life through the medium of her music, exploring how her compositions reflected the different waypoints of her personal and artistic journey. Alma Schindler was born in Vienna in 1879 to an affluent family. Her father was the prominent landscape painter Emil Jakob Schindler, and her mother, Anna von Bergen, was a singer. Surrounded by the arts from an early age, Alma's passion for music was steadily nurtured. She began studying piano at a young age, showing exceptional talent, and by her teenage years was composing songs and studying music theory under Alexander von Zemlinsky, a noted composer and conductor. Zemlinsky's influence on her early work was significant, and their relationship was both professional and romantic, as the composer became infatuated with his younger student. During this period, Alma composed numerous lieder. Her early songs, such as Die Stille Stadt, The Quiet City, and Erntelied, or Harvest Song, reflect the influence of Zemlinsky and of other romantic composers, notably Johannes Brahms. Characterized by their lush harmonies and expressive melodies, these songs demonstrated Alma's firm grasp of the Lieder tradition and her command of harmonic language and lyrical lines. Her early works were promising, but they were overlooked due to the societal expectations placed on women at the time. Soon enough, Alma would see her music and music making even further eclipsed. From the beautiful Erntelied, with music by Alma Mahler, the words there by Gustav Falke, and performed by Iris Vermilion, singing with the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra under Ricardo Chailly, there with an orchestration of the work by Mahler by Colin Matthews and David Matthews. In 1901, Alma met and soon married the composer and conductor Gustav Mahler, who was nearly 20 years her senior. Mahler was at the height of his career as the director of the Vienna Court Opera, and unfortunately, he imposed conditions on their marriage, demanding that Alma abandon her composing, arguing that their household could only support one creative genius. Alma, who had a deep admiration for Gustav's work, reluctantly agreed, and this marked a significant turning point in her life and music. During her marriage to Gustav, Alma composed little, as her creative energy was channeled into supporting her husband's career. However, the passion for music never left her, and she continued to play the piano and occasionally composed in secret. One of her most famous songs from this period, Laue Sommernacht, Mild Summer Night, written in 1901, reflects her inner turmoil and longing for creative expression. The song's poignant text and delicate musical setting offer a glimpse into Alma's emotional state during this restrictive phase of her life. Alma Mahler's Laue Sommernacht, The Mild Summer Night, with Angelika Kirchschlager singing with the piano playing of Helmut Deutsch. Although during this time in her life Alma was mostly artistically stifled, she embraced her role as a loving wife and a supporter of Gustav's music. With him, she had two daughters, Maria Anna, who was born in 1902 and died in 1907 of diphtheria, and Anna, born in 1904 and who became a sculptor. After becoming severely depressed in the wake of the young Maria's death, she began an affair with the architect Walter Gropius, later the head of the Bauhaus. Alma sought advice from Sigmund Freud, who cited Mahler's curtailing of Alma's musical career as a major marital obstacle. After Gustav's discovery of the affair and the emotional marital crisis which followed, Gustav began to take a more serious interest in Alma's musical compositions, seemingly regretting his earlier dismissive attitude. Now he began taking promotional actions, including editing and reorchestrating some of her works. Upon his urging and under his guidance, she prepared five of her songs for publication by Gustav's own publisher, Universal Edition, in 1910. After this turbulent, if somewhat cathartic, period in their marriage, Alma and Gustav traveled to New York, where Gustav was seasonally engaged as a conductor. In February 1911, he fell severely ill with an infection related to a heart defect that had been diagnosed several years earlier. He died on May 18th, shortly after their return to Vienna. While Gustav Mahler's music dominated this period in Alma's life, her influence on his work should not be underestimated. Their relationship was complex, and throughout it all, Alma was both muse and critic. Gustav dedicated his Eighth Symphony, the Symphony of a Thousand, to her, recognizing her importance in his life, and even after his death in 1911, Alma played a crucial role in editing and promoting his works. Alma Mahler's Die Stille Stadt, setting to music the words of Richard Demel, the poet, and the music performed there by Iris Vermilion with the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra and Ricardo Chailly once again returning to perform. One of the key works from this period is the song cycle Fünf Lieder, or Five Songs. This collection includes settings of poems by Rainer Maria Rilke and other poets, showcasing Alma's refined musical language. Published in 1910 and with Laue Sommernacht premiered in New York in March 1911 by Francis Alda, these songs are marked by their lyrical beauty, sophisticated harmonies, and intricate piano accompaniments. One of the most notable songs from this cycle is Licht in der Nacht, or Light in the Night, which captures the sense of longing and introspection that characterized Alma's life during these years. Following Gustav Mahler's death, Alma began to reclaim her identity as a composer, resuming her musical activities and composing more regularly. After Mahler died, Alma did not immediately resume contact with Gropius, but between 1912 and 1914 had a tumultuous affair with artist Oskar Kokoschka, whose unfortunate possessiveness wore thin on Alma, and the emotional roller coaster of the relationship tired them both. When at the start of World War I, Kokoschka enlisted in the Austro-Hungarian army, their relationship came to a close, and she turned her attention back to her earlier lover, Gropius, who she married in 1915. Walter Gropius, a founder of the Bauhaus movement, was deeply influenced by Alma's artistic sensibilities. However, their marriage was strained, partly due to Alma's ongoing affair with the writer Franz Werfel. During this time, Alma continued to compose, but her output remained limited as she struggled to balance her personal life with her artistic ambitions. Scholars estimate that during this period, she wrote sketches for around 20 piano pieces and for a small number of chamber music works, plus a scene from an opera. However, the chronology of her compositions is difficult to establish because she did not date her manuscripts and she destroyed many of them herself, and stopped composing around 1915. Loneliness of the forest evoked in Waldseligkeit by Alma Mahler. There, the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra and Ricardo Chailly return with Iris Vermilion for that beautiful music and the poetry of Richard Demel. Alma Mahler's later years were marked by reflection and a sense of loss. After divorcing Gropius in 1920, she married writer Franz Werfel, with whom she remained until his death in 1945. The couple fled Europe during World War II, leaving Vienna during the Anschluss in 1938, then living in southern France for just over a year, and then escaping via the Pyrenees, Spain, and Portugal, eventually settling in Los Angeles. Despite the upheavals of war and exile, Alma remained active in musical circles, hosting salons and promoting her late husband's works. However, her own music continued to take a backseat to the legacies of the men in her life. In the final decades of her life, Alma focused on preserving her legacy. She published her memoirs, which offered a selective and sometimes controversial account of her life. She also worked to promote the music of Gustav Mahler and the work of Franz Werfel, ensuring their place in the canon of 20th century art. However, her own compositions were largely forgotten, relegated to the margins of music history. It wasn't until the late 20th century that Alma Mahler's music began to receive renewed attention. Scholars and performers have since rediscovered her songs, recognizing them as significant contributions to the Lieder tradition. For example, the song "Bei dir ist Traut," "With you it is comforting," composed in 1910, has become one of her most frequently performed works. It's simple, yet poignant, a setting of a poem by Rilke which captures the essence of Alma's musical style, lyrical, introspective, and deeply expressive. "Bei dir ist Traut," "With you it is comforting," a 1910 Lieder by Alma Mahler and sung there by Angelika Kirchschlager with Helmut Deutsch at the piano. Alma Mahler's life and music reflected the changes and contradictions faced by women artists in a male-dominated society. Despite her undeniable talent, she struggled to find her voice amid the expectations of marriage and the shadow of her famous husbands. And of course, there is what historians describe as the Alma problem when making reference to sources where she may have been the only witness to her relationship with Gustav Mahler. Serious contradictions between Alma's accounts and other evidence, including her own diaries, cast doubt on much of what she described, even when she was the central source material for Mahler scholars and music lovers alike. Even so, her musical works, and particularly her Lieder, offer a window into her inner world and stand as a testament to her artistic vision. Through her compositions, Alma Mahler made a lasting contribution to the musical culture of her time, even if her legacy is only now, at the start of the 21st century, being fully recognized. Scholar Diane W. Follett sums it up beautifully when saying of Alma Mahler that, quote, "Her songs, perhaps even more than her writings, in which selective recall occasionally played a part, reveal Alma's true nature. They verge on the melodramatic, as did Alma. They are complex, as was Alma. They are contradictory, as was Alma. It is in her songs that we meet her, and it is through her songs that she assumes her rightful place."
You're listening to RTE Lyric Live.